This is Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, let's head to New York for this next one. And to look at an idea there to tackle rising drug abuse cases, it's been proposed that teenagers should get annual drugs tests from the start of high school until they're 18. Newsbeat's Dave Howard's been meeting the man behind the idea, as well as the family whose story got him thinking.
A family photo album is open on the table.
I have a hard time looking at his hands.
23-year-old Cheryl sits with her mum and her older sister, Andrea. Together, they're remembering Jonathan, her brother, killed by drugs 2 years ago.
It was a heroin overdose. He's a good kid, great kid, and very, very, very loving.
My name is Sharon Sikowski. I am Jonathan's mother.
Sharon says even at Jonathan's funeral, plans were starting to come together with the help of a local politician.
Assemblyman Joe Saladino, he came over and said, "Is there anything that I can do for you and your family?" I said, "Yes, you can do something about these drugs. They're out of control. They're totally out of control."
It can happen to anyone and everyone.
Assemblyman Saladino. Johnny's upbringing was wealthy and apparently happy.
And his demise shows us that this problem cannot be overlooked by any family.
He's put together a package of proposed laws to help tackle drug abuse. Among the ideas,
a simple drug test done in the privacy of the home, where only the parents have that information. It tells the children in that household, "We are watching you, not because we don't trust you, but because we love you very, very much."
You could be banned from school if your parents didn't sign a form saying that the test had been done.
No, I think it's ridiculous. If parents want to make their kids get drug tests, that's fine. But I don't think any state law should require that.
The more they can't do something, the more they'll want to do it.
And then what else is there going to be a law about, you know, teenage sex? And it's just weird, too much.
But Assemblyman Saladino says it's about finding the problem while the drug user is still under 18 and while parents still have power to act.
If nothing else, we're getting people to talk about it. And if one child decides, you know what, it's not worth it, then we won.
One.
Let's get the sport now.